USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Gasoline shortages have expanded across the East Coast as consumers continue to panic buy amid the fallout from a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline last week by Russian ransomware group DarkSide. That 5,500-mile pipeline system transports more than 100 million gallons of gasoline a day and continues to be shut down. The company says it should be back up and running by the end of the week. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, warned anyone who would listen on Tuesday that American democracy faces a threat it has never seen before.
Today we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election.
A vote is expected Wednesday to remove Cheney from the role of House Republican Conference Chair. The lawmaker's public feud with Trump raised concerns among House GOP leaders about her ability to serve ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
It's now up to an advisory committee with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to authorize the decision by the Food and Drug Administration to use the COVID-19 vaccine on children 12 years and older. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Many parents were relieved with the FDA decision so their children could take part in summertime activities. Dr. Janet Woodcock, acting FDA commissioner, called it a significant step in the fight against COVID-19.
Vaccinating a younger population brings us closer to returning to a sense of normalcy and to ending the pandemic.
Dr. Peter Marks, also the FDA, wrote in a press release, with science guiding our evaluation as well as our decision-making process, the FDA can assure the public as well as the medical community that all available data meets our rigorous standards to support the emergency use of this vaccine in the adolescent population 12 years of age and older.
A shout-out to KRQN FM 107.1 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Thanks for being a part of the family. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Hamas and Israel exchange missiles, the consequences have cost lives on both sides. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Violence continues to escalate in Israel as Hamas militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv from Gaza Tuesday, with Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk believes tensions will continue to escalate. He tells CNBC that Israel will do what it feels it needs to in order to get Hamas to stop firing rockets at Israeli cities.
The Israelis are seeking now to re-establish the deterrence that they had that lasted for about 6 years and prevented these rocket attacks, for the most part, from landing on Israeli cities. And they won't be content to call this off until they've inflicted enough pain on Hamas to get them to stop that rocket fire. Hamas, on the other hand, is going to respond by attacking Israeli cities indiscriminately with these rockets to try to show that they will not be deterred by Israel and to champion the Palestinian cause.
The fighting stems from Palestinian grievances over what they see as years of efforts by Israel to push them out of Jerusalem. Also a pending court decision on evictions in the area. After nearly 5 years in space, OSIRIS-REx mission is heading to Earth with a sample of rocks and dust from Bennu, a 4.5 billion-year-old asteroid that has been in an orbit that brings it near Earth for the past 1.75 million years. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.